fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Thank you. Of the FBI in the last 12 months, how many of them have been prosecuted for their crimes? Not a single one.
None. Not one.
And you and I may disagree on this wholeheartedly, but I'm done with immunity. I'm more about individual accountability. You break the law, you go to jail. Now, it used to be that people read the immunity law for what it was, that an officer had protection against prosecution as long as he was engaged in lawful activity.
Right.
Okay? But now the lawful activity has been twisted to mean anything, so an officer has blanket immunity no matter what he does. And that doesn't make sense. That's not right. That's morally wrong. If someone's involved in criminal or reckless activity, I don't care if they got blue pajamas and a badge on. They need to go to jail.
Well, I agree, and we're certainly in agreement on that, Sam. We are in absolute agreement on that, and that's that Supreme Court decision. You say it was last week. Was it a 5-4 decision? Do you know?
Yeah, it sure was. Yeah, there were some four dissenting judges.
There's some discussion about who controls various Supreme Court justices, and what. What blackmail material may be in possession of certain individuals to control certain Supreme Court justices, which I don't have enough details to talk about intelligently, but there's certainly a possibility of blackmail material existing to control certain public officials, whether the Supreme Court justices or otherwise, aren't there?
Well, the disgusting part about this latest decision is that it was the conservative justices other than Gorsuch that let this criminal officer go free and not even be sued for his activity.
Well, that's
it's gotten out of hand, John.
There had to be some very convoluted legal theory on the part of these justices to come to that decision. We have a caller on hold here. He's taking a break from feeding his goats. That's Jerry in Texas. Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning, John. Interesting about the accountability. There's some towns and cities here in Texas that, and I might mention this to you, that the Leos, if you will, they're all their information on their driver's license and all their addresses and what have you as City Hall. So you can't even find where they live.
Well, that's just smart. I had a driver's license registered to a law firm 50 miles from where I lived for decades. So that's just smart, well, Jerry, is all that is.
Yeah, it is, but, you know, I'm not going to argue the fact that it's not a necessarily a bad move, but then again,
Jerry, I need to interrupt you, sir. When you arrest a... personally, you really want to have some anonymity just to do your job.
Well, I'm not going to argue really, that. I'm not
you really
argue.
Do. Back. Okay, we are. I apologize. These past 12 minutes, we've had some technical issues. We're back live now on Tuesday, the 23rd day of July. That's the nature of live radio. You have to be faster on your feet. Our new engineer, Julie, she's becoming quite fast on her feet. Thank goodness, because that's what needs to happen with live radio. We'll have open lines here, and the call number is 800-313-9443. I'm always on the lookout for... always on the lookout for bits of intelligence that will be another brick in the wall, so to speak. And when I came across this article at Quayle's website, I knew that this was exactly what I had found. A couple of very small agencies. When your agency only has 72 employees or 73 employees, that's very small. For a federal agency, United States Department of Agriculture. They have two subdivisions, sub-agencies. One is the Economic Research Agency, 72 employees. The other, and these are both part of the United States Department of Agriculture, the other is the National Institute of Food and Agriculture, 73 employees. This little article, it's just not quite two pages typed out here. They're moving from Washington, D.C., where they've been forever, since day one. I'm sure probably half or more of these employees have been there 10, 20, 40 years, fully vested in the federal retirement program. This is where their families are. Most likely, most of them have spouses that are employed in the general area. They have children, adult children, grandchildren who live in that area. Their homes are there. Schools are there, the churches are there, there's various social clubs they belong to, they have friends and relatives there in Washington, D.C. area. And here they get notice that they have to, they're not given no choice. They have to move to where? Kansas City, 1,000 miles away. Now, if you're vested in your retirement program, you're looking at retirement anyway in 5 or 10 years. Why would you leave everything you know, everything you love, plus all your friends and family, to go 1,000 miles away for a job that ends in 5 or 10 years anyway? Why would you do that? Well, obviously you don't. That's why about half these people are resigning their positions. Now, when that happens, these two agencies, they've lost their brain trust. That's the memory of the organization. That's the brain trust of the organization. These are the men and women who know how everything's put together. They're the ones that are resigning. The article gives no reason why they're moving these two small agencies from Washington, D.C. to Kansas City. I keep wanting to say Denver.
Kansas City, Missouri. Well, it doesn't say Kansas City, Missouri, Kansas City, Kansas. Doesn't matter. It's two cities separated by a river. And basically, it's one metropolitan area. There's, I don't know how many bridges cross that river, but it's one metropolitan area. Kansas City, Missouri. Kansas City, Kansas is one metropolitan area. I can tell you why they're moving. They're moving because they have no choice. They're moving because of the dangers that are inherent right now on being on the East Coast of the United States of America. We talked about this first hour. If you didn't hear the first hour, you need to listen to it. My friend Steve Ben-Nun, he and I met. We were both speakers Saturday, May the 11th in Cincinnati. Pastor Paul Begley put together a great conference there in Cincinnati, Saturday, May the 11th. We've become pretty good friends since then with our common interests, our common backgrounds, and so forth. They're moving, these two agencies, because they have no choice. Now, this has been going on for quite a while. CIA moving from Langley, Virginia to Denver. NSA, no such agency, National Security Agency, moving from Fort Meade, Maryland, to Denver and Utah and Atlanta. They're kind of spread out. But a small agency like these two, they're not going to be spread out. They'll be all in one building, probably on the same floor or two floors, depending on the size of the building. This is your heads up. If you didn't have a heads up before, you now have a heads up as to what's coming, how it's coming, why it's coming. Now, the immediate danger is not the binary system, Planet X, Wormwood, whatever you want to call it. Well, the immediate threat is what's associated with it, which is the traveling companions. That sounds pretty pleasant, doesn't it? Traveling companions. Well, these traveling companions are not your buddy from college. These traveling companions are rocks. Small rocks and really, really big rocks. And when they enter our atmosphere, they're going, oh, probably four times the speed of sound. It's pretty darn fast. There'll be some burn-up, of course, coming through our atmosphere, but not enough to cause us any ray of hope. There'll be two strikes. There'll be ground strikes, and there'll be ocean strikes. Ground strikes are bad. If you're close to a ground strike, it'll ruin your whole day, obviously. But hitting these oceans is what the concern is. And, of course, the biggest targets are the oceans. So, of course, these rocks are going to hit the oceans. There'll be rocks the size of Rhode Island. There'll be rocks the size of a pickup truck. Now, a rock, well, let's say four football fields across, about 400 yards across, hitting the Atlantic Ocean at four times the speed of sound, which is probably going to happen, by the way. It'll take out the East Coast. And what about the other side of the Atlantic? England, Ireland, Scotland, France, Spain, Portugal, all those places. Well, these waves go both directions. They go north, south, east, west. Depending on the trajectory of the rock, there'll be one part of the wave will probably be far more devastating than the other three parts. It's inevitable. These things will happen. We have a break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Darren Moore here on Tuesday, the 23rd day of July. I know we have lots of listeners on or near the East Coast. If you're familiar with the Blue Ridge Parkway, runs north-south, typically about 100 miles from the Atlantic Ocean. If you live between the Blue Ridge Parkway and the Atlantic Ocean, you're at risk. Pure and simple, you're at risk. Now, the Navy map that I have posted on my website, I work with the Navy veterans, it's not accurate to the nearest few hundred feet or even the nearest mile. It's just a representation of as close as we could get. It's not 100% accurate of where the new oceans are going to be, new ocean coastlines are going to be. But I'm here to tell you, if you live east of the Blue Ridge Parkway, you're going to be underwater. Now, this may be a tough nut to swallow, but that's my reality. That's the government's reality. That's why these two agencies are moving right now. Part of the United States Department of Agriculture, the Economic Research Agency, 73 employees. The National Institute of Food and Agriculture, 73 employees. They're moving to Kansas City. At least the ones that are not resigning and retiring, which is about half their employees, by the way. So, how much more heads up do you need? I'm sitting here telling you this. The government, in a roundabout way, is telling you this. They've been telling you this for years, if you've been paying attention. I know it's not easy. Moving to a different state, it's not easy. It's a hardship. It's expensive. It's inconvenient. It takes you away from everything you know and love. Well, suck it up, buttercup. Time to do it. We got a caller on hold here. We got Bill in Ohio. Good morning, Bill.
Yeah, it's a little off subject, but I was wondering whatever happened to your friend that used to sell the bolt together domes.
He's busy as can be, taking care of government orders from governments all over the planet. Yeah, we weren't generating any sales, so it was kind of a non-starter because it just didn't work out as far as generating sales with him being on. He's got a plant in the United States going full blast. another one I think in somewhere in the Far East or the South Asia, just covered up with orders, thousands and thousands of orders from governments.
Oh. Does he have a website?
Yes, and you caught me off guard. I don't remember what it is. But I need to catch up with him anyway. He's a great guy, and he's really busy helping people have really great housing at a great price that will, well, we don't know how long it'll last, but it's most that shape, that dome shape, is nature's perfect shape, and it's the bigger the structure, the more economical it becomes. You build something the size of a gymnasium, it pays for itself in energy savings in about 6 to 8 years. Of course, his domes aren't that big, but that's just an example of how efficient they are.
Right.
So, I wish I had that website at my fingertips here, but I don't, sir. Anything else, Bill?
Nope, that'll do it, I think.
Okay. Thanks for the call. Call number is 800-313-9443. Bill's domes are neat. My wife and I were talking about building one for her mother. Things didn't work out that way, but it's a very interesting and energy efficient way to get some housing in a very cost effective way. I'm talking to all you people on the East Coast now. When I say on the East Coast, I mean within 100 miles of the ocean. If you live 100 miles from the Atlantic Ocean, you may not think very much about the ocean. Why would you? You're 100 miles away. 2-hour drive. But unless you're more than 600 feet above sea level, you're too close. It's not the distance from the ocean. It's the elevation above the ocean. That's what's critical. You can be 1 mile from the Atlantic Ocean. If you're 1,000 feet above sea level, it's a big so what. But if you're 100 miles from the Atlantic Ocean and you're 200 or 300 feet above sea level, then it becomes a big issue. So don't get caught up in distance from the ocean. What you need to focus on is elevation. Now, Philadelphia is on the ocean. We got some big cities on the ocean, obviously. Washington, D.C., Boston, New York City, others. Quite frankly, between Washington, D.C. and Boston is one city, for all intents and purposes. About 80, 85 million people. It's a lot of people. And I know many of you listening to me are part of that East Coast population. You may not be in that metro area between D.C. and Boston, but you're part of that East Coast population. We've got a 5-minute break. Call number is 800-313-9443. Be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Cleaner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an energy cleaner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an energy cleaner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an energy cleaner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, we're back listening to J.R. Morgan on Tuesday, the 23rd of July. During the break, I looked up the company there that Bill from Ohio was interested in. It's InterShelter. The name of the company is one word, InterShelter. Their website is intershelter.com. It's India, November, Tango, Echo, Romeo, Sierra, Hotel, Echo, Lima, Tango, Echo, Romeo. InterShelter.com. They've got the domes, and so check that out. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. New things there. We've been active getting new things posted. If you're interested in gold and silver coins, there's a red box there with a gold X through the middle, kind of wrapped up like a birthday gift. That's the link to go to Swiss America and Steve Hunt. If you want gold coins and silver coins, that's the guy you want to talk to. Also, my website, of course, if you want to keep up on geopolitical matters, scroll down a little bit there, you'll see open source intelligence. This is updated pretty much 7 days a week. Sometimes we'll miss a day. Dozens of articles, new articles posted every day concerning geopolitical matters all over the world, put together by a friend of mine I met when I was working at Homicide, a former counterintelligence agent. A lot of good information there every day. And, of course, health. We talk a lot about health on my show. And when it comes to health, the energy cleaner will help. If you think you can continue consuming diet soda, consuming tobacco products, overdoing it with alcohol, and things of that nature, and using energy cleaner to be healthy, well, you're fooling yourself. The energy cleaner will help. You need the help also. The energy cleaner will help with pain. It'll help you get a great night's sleep. Only $295 shipping included. Keep in mind that I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. Check out the energy cleaner at my website, the mattress pads that go with it. You can place your order for the energy cleaner and a mattress pad right there at my website using PayPal. PayPal's marvelous. I really like PayPal. It's worked out great for me. It is the most secure way to make any payment online. MasterCard, Visa, you can send me a check. My address is there. You can call my toll-free order line. Here it is, twice slowly, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Our next caller is Marcel in Indiana. Good morning, Marcel.
Good morning. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Really good. What's on your mind, sir?
I live in a place called Merrillville, Indiana. We are 5 miles south of Gary and 42 miles south of that sewer they call Chicago. I feel that from your information that we are in jeopardy at where I live.
Marcel, your biggest jeopardy there is not rising ocean levels. It's 12 million people that are a 40-minute drive from you that are going to be hungry and looking for food and water in a place that's safe. That's your danger there, Marcel.
Yeah. And that's something that I thought about. I was considering moving further south into the state or even out of the state. Kentucky is our nearest neighbor. There's a lot of hills and mountains down there.
Beautiful country.
Beautiful, beautiful country.
It is.
But the problem is that I have a wife who has a mother that's still alive, and so we have ties in that area. So I have to I'm gonna have to hunker down and do the best I can with what I got.
Right, right. Well, people are going to be doing, you know, everybody's got their own situation, Marcel, and things to deal with. And of course, that's your decision. How you make those decisions is up to you.
Well, one of my questions is this. Recent time, they had there was a testimony that was made by Dr. Epstein at the Congressional Subcommittee, and he talked about them stealing the election. All right, would that have any bearings on the things that you talked about? Would it just be another match in the tinderbox that's about to be struck?
Well, I think you're right in your analysis. Another match in the tinderbox about to be struck. There's lots of issues we're dealing with here, Marcel. That's one of them. The Earth changes doesn't go away. These things, human beings dealing with each other, that's right in our face right now. The matter of the Earth changes is probably a little bit farther off as opposed to the political things that we're dealing with right now in our face.
Now, okay. And that thing about the Canary Islands, maybe 10 years off? Maybe?
No, we don't know.
If not more?
We don't know. It's what's happened with the Canary Island. This has happened with the Canary Islands in the past, so not in the recent past, in distant past, more than 1,000 years ago. But the scientists know it's happened in the past, and there's a high likelihood it would happen again. Earthquakes that would push literally hundreds of millions of tons of rock and debris into the ocean, causing a tidal wave that would take out the East Coast. It could happen 10 minutes from now. It might be 10 years from now. We don't know.
Yeah, it's just like the fault in California. We don't know when that one's going to go.
Well, they keep finding new faults out there and finding new issues of dormant, which might not be quite so dormant, volcanoes in very heavily populated areas.
The fragile earth in which we live on.
Roger that.
And we as people are not making it any better, and we have a God who has gotten very, very angry at the way we've been living. I thank you much for your time, your consideration, and your information, sir.
You're welcome, Marcel. Best of luck to you and your family.
Thank you very much, sir. God bless you. Bye bye.
Okay. Call number is 800-313-9443. Life is complex. I was talking to Stephen Ben-Noon the other day about his situation, and I said, Steve, you're not 25 years old anymore. You got a wife, you got children, you got responsibilities. I know before my daughter was born, before our daughter was born, I had no reason to think about preparedness. So I'm in my mid-20s. I'm out. Very healthy, athletic guy with lots of skill sets, and I know I can take care of myself. That's a given. Of course I could. But the moment that precious little girl was born, everything everything changed. Everything. I knew at that moment that my primary responsibility, my primary responsibility for being on this planet was to ensure the health and safety and security of the citizen child. I knew that for a fact. There was no doubt in my mind. That was my primary and ultimate responsibility, was to ensure the safety, health, and security of this innocent child who could not possibly take care of herself, a newborn infant. That, of course, became my mission with my recently deceased wife as well. And I still feel the same way about my daughter and my grandchildren. That my daughter and her husband are excellent, thoughtful, bright, energetic young folks who can take care of these grandkids. Of course they can. Of course their oldest grandson is 22 years old. He's a big, tough kid. He can take care of himself. That doesn't mean my sense of responsibility is diminished. It's just changed. I have provided a safe haven here in the Ozarks for my daughter, our daughter, her husband, the grandchildren. Now, getting 2,000 miles from Metro Seattle to Davisville, Missouri, now that could be a challenge depending on the situation. Doesn't change the fact that I have a safe haven prepared and waiting for them with everything that's needed. It may not be a five-star hotel, but it'll be safe and secure with safe, secure housing, potable water, food, security, a way to stay warm in the wintertime. And if we have electricity, we might stay cool in the summertime. That may or may not happen. But regardless, that safe haven exists. Now, Marcel's situation, Marcel in Indiana, his situation is more the norm than not, quite frankly. It really is. We have these homes that we live in. We have family obligations, employment situations, social situations. It becomes very complex, and make a decision to leave and go to another location hundreds, if not thousands of miles away, it's a big deal. It's a major decision. It's absolutely a major decision. There's no two ways about it. I talk about leaving your home and starting a hobby farm. That's easy to say. It's hard to do. Very easy to say. Very hard to do. Having financial wherewithal does not speed things up. It makes things maybe easier, maybe a lot easier. It doesn't speed things up all that much. Now, I'm no hobby farmer. I don't pretend to be a farmer. But my friend Tim Spencer, he's been running a hobby farm for about 30 years down there at his home. And that's his words, that having money doesn't speed things up. It just makes things maybe a bit easier. Is there time? I don't know. Is there time to leave your residence where you live on the East Coast, wherever it might be, buy your 3 acres or 5 or 10 or 20 acres of heaven someplace in the Ozarks or some other safe haven and start a hobby farm? Well, you're better off going ahead and doing it than not, quite frankly. Maybe you won't be ready in time, but you'll be better off than if you hadn't tried. There's no might be about it. It will be a tough first 3 years. Do we have 3 years? I hope so. I don't know. That'd be great. I'll take every month we can get. The social disorder is probably coming in the next 15 months. That's your heads up. That's the article at my website at thelibertyman.com where it says, please download and read immediately in bright red letters. John Moore's memorandum on the possible coming second American Civil War. I don't want to see that happen. I love my country. I love the people here. I don't want to see that kind of anguish come to our country. On one hand, on the other, based on what I know, I do feel an obligation to warn all of you. And you make up your own mind. You look at my evidence. You read the books. You have to read some books. Make your decision. All I can do is bring you to the water. I can't make you to drink. I don't want to make you drink. That's I have no vested interest in that. It's just my obligation, my duty, to warn people, let them know, alert people to what I know. That's my obligation. And I take it seriously. That's why I do this radio show 5 days a week. That's why I started in radio back in 1995, because I had information back then that I thought would be helpful. It turned out it was. And it continues to be. So, looks like we got for a cameo reappearance here, Jerry's maybe finished doing his goats there in Texas. Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning. I'm going to just throw up something for a debate here. Maybe dumb question for an intelligent answer. The Second Civil War that you've mentioned, and I've read some about it, I would tend to think that it might be more of a second revolution than a civil war. Am I taking things long, perhaps?
Well, each side's going to have their own belief as to why they're fighting and what they want to see. A revolution generally means people proposing a revolution want to change the form of government. Conservative Americans don't want to change our form of government. They want to retain what we have and so forth. But the communist, socialist, Democrats, Muslims, they do want a revolution. They want a communist form of government. They want to do away with the United States Constitution. They want to have our country become a communist nation. So from their point of view, it would be revolution. From our point of view on the right, we don't want a revolution. We want to maintain what we have, which is...
Well, I don't want to maintain what we have. I want to recover what we used to have.
Well, that would be, once it got going... Well, you're right. Once it got going, the conservatives would want to return to what we would call the normal rule of law, and getting rid of many of the crazy things that have happened in the last half century to change our country in very bad ways.
I liken it to when you've got a computer that you've got an operating system, whether it's Windows 7 or Windows 98, you get all these add-ons and updates and what have you on that computer, and all of a sudden it doesn't do like it's supposed to and didn't do like it used to do. So what do? You go in, you reformat. Basically, you wipe out all the updates and all the add-ons and what have you, and you go back to the basics. That's what I'd like to think it as. Let's go back and reformat our,
right. How
our
far
government
back
and go...
I know how far back I'd like to see it go. How about yourself? How far back would you like to go, Jerry?
Well, about 1776, 1799, somewhere along there.
Well, that would be great. I'm not sure. I think 1911 would be a good place to go to before we had the Federal Reserve Bank and before we had Internal Revenue Service.
Well, John, I'd like to go back to at least 1850, somewhere along there, before the War of the Northern Aggression, as you like to say, and I agree with, because after that, we in the South lost a bunch, a lot of things that, to the spoils go the victor, and that's basically what happened, and we lost our republic. When Lincoln set up there in order to create or have a more perfect union. We're going to do this and that and what have you.
Hold that thought, Jerry. We've got a break. Hold that thought. We've got a break. We'll break there.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to try to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. And recently I started having a nagging bicep pain and I couldn't lift weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend of mine, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals and cholesterol in the veins and arteries that may cause blockages. After 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and I'm back in the gym full strength. Find out more. Go to angioprim.com, A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim helps promote cardiovascular health. Talk to a trained consultant, or you can call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-8221. That's 877-882-7221. This statement has not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Down to our last few minutes here. Jerry, we've got about 3 minutes to conclude our discussion, sir.
Well, I don't know that I can even articulate what I'm trying to get across, but we lost so many individual rights and state rights after the Great American Civil War. And we need to go back before that, I think, on that.
Right.
But maybe you can understand what I'm saying. Maybe be able to convey what I'm trying to say.
General Lee, about a year or two after he surrendered at Appomattox, he said the following: "If I knew what Reconstruction would have been, I would not have surrendered."
I've heard that too. You know, and Sherman, that man, I thought you Ulysses S. Grant was a terrible person, and so far as I'm concerned, he should be brought up on charges against
he was a war criminal.
The nation.
Sherman absolutely was a war criminal.
But Sherman, the slash and burn, what he did to the civilians in the South, that man was evil.
Well, it was war crimes. It was war crimes on the face of it.
Crimes against humanity. Yeah,
right.
It just horrendous. But anyway, thanks for putting up with me, John, and taking my call.
Thank you for the call.
And you have a good day.
Well, we can prognosticate about what we'd like to see happen. I don't know that civil war is inevitable. I do know that it's a strong possibility. There's very serious money behind these Antifa people, the socialists, communists, Democrats, Muslims, very serious money, much of it foreign money, by the way, George Soros money and others. Donald Trump will be reelected. That's a given. They won't be able to put together enough vote fraud to stop that from happening. When he is, he will continue appointing conservative federal judges, at least one, possibly two more conservative Supreme Court justices, and so on and so on. They've lost. They know they've lost at the ballot box. So they will, plan B is to use civil disorder and civil war to accomplish their goals. They'll do whatever it takes to kill as many people as they need to kill. Tomorrow morning, we're going to have my friend Professor James McKinney with us talking about the various topics that he's paying attention to. Second hour, my friend Jeff Nyquist will be talking about the International Communist Conspiracy, which includes the Socialists, Democrats, Muslims, Communists. And then Thursday, Tom Berryhill will help us get up to speed on the energy cleaner, as always. Steve Hunt will be with us. He is the John Moore Radio Show Economic Advisor. Very important show Friday. Of course, Tom will be back talking about the emergency survival communications. And my friend Dr. Lynn Wilbert, the second hour, talking about health-related matters. In the meantime, get up to speed. Read what you need to read to learn what you need to learn. Then make your decision. Then make your decision. You think you can learn this stuff without reading books? Well, you can't. That's it for the day. Get medical supplies, your energy cleaning, essential oils now while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Please do a fun, safe, productive day. And God bless America.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.